So thank you all for coming once again today to the Baba Tzarek Kabbalah. What we're going to be doing today is printed in Likutei Sikos, Gila Gimel, Amud 823, Ve'ila. If you look at footnote 245 in the packet you have in front of you. That's printed in Yiddish. This is from Torah's Menachem. It's from the original transcription of the speech. It's from Tashin Chaf Aleph, I think it's Gila Gimel, page 274. So it's Moskios Mem through Mem Hey, but it's there in the Kuzei Sikos and Yiddish. So it's going to be dealing with similar themes to what we've been discussing, but adding on two additional factors. We're going to just to foreshadow. Number one is the element of Hashkaka Pratis, Emuna and Hashkaka Pratis. And number two is the element of seeing life as being filled with opportunities, as opposed to minefields and tests and challenges in the negative sense. So let's go through it. Osman, Kasher Yosef Hatzadik is Vada Elachav. So when Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, Amar Lahem, Mishalchini Elokim Lefnechem, Lusum Lachem She'iris, Ba'aret, Lachios Lachem Lefleta Gedola. Ve'ata, Lo Atem, Ha'achim Shalachtam Osihina, Ki Elokim, Ha'istimeni Vegomer, Moshe Bechol Eretz Yisrael. Yosef in Parshas Vayigash reveals himself to the brothers, he says, you are not the ones who sent me here, Hashem sent me to Mitzrayim. What rationale does Yosef give that Hashem sent them to Mitzrayim to prepare the way for this time period of famine that Yosef should be able to support the rest of the family? Similarly, afterwards, Yosef tells the brothers, go tell Yaakov that Hashem placed me as the Adon of all of Mitzrayim. And therefore, come down to me, don't stop, don't hesitate. That the family should go down. There's some type of connection between the fact that Yosef was in charge of all Mitzrayim and the Yerida of Yosef and the entire family down to Mitzrayim. Klomar, Yosef lo rak siper shashkaka pratis ovila lekach shemichiraso tiyasiba davom Mitzrayim. Yosef was hinting, it's not just the Hashkaka Pratis what coordinated it, led things to the point that Yosef's Mechira was the reason why they ended up going down to Mitzrayim, so for the Hishtalshalos of the whole story. Elahu gam ramas lehem, sh'ayideza sh'akadosh baruch hu asel de Moshe'el, yachol kvar l'skayi m'dei elai, begomer, yachol kvar l'smalei hakavana sh'akalos Mitzrayim. Some type of deeper connection between Yosef being the ruler of all Mitzrayim, and not just technically that allows a family to go down, but also the purpose, the ultimate purpose of Golas Mitzrayim starts with the fact that Yosef is a Moshel, is the Adon, and all of Eretz Mitzrayim. So what is the connection? The first question is, what's the connection between Yosef being the ruler of all of Mitzrayim and Golas Mitzrayim? Mem Aleph. Haber v'zebe pashtos. Kasher Kadosh Baruch Hu diyal Avraham Avinu b'vishmein b'sarim shabana yibo legalos Mitzrayim. When Hashem promised Abraham that his children would go down to Galus, Tiaklo, ve'acharekin yitzu mehagalos berchosh gadol. After the Galus, they're going to leave with great wealth. Hakavana v'avtacha zo inu rak b'tur pitzuri al yisurim v'avadam avinu osam. It's not just Hashem is paying them back a compensation, so to speak, for the old suffering. First, Hashem will give them great wealth. Al yisurim yizeh. So somehow or other, they're leaving with great wealth. The zav, the chesed, the begadim naim. Those things are the tachlis of their going down to Mitzrayim initially. Barayel davar, a proof that this is not just compensation, but the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was partially leaving berchosh gadol. Hakadatamim lemakaskosha kshevi kadosh baruch hu Mitzrayim, who. So, because part of the purpose of Makas Koshek was so the Jews could find all of the treasures of the Mitzrayim. That they should be able to borrow all the wealth of Mitzrayim, but they should kuyam ha'inyan to the achar ha'kenyitzu v'kosh gadol. Shelo yomar osam atzadik Avraham Avinu. The Rebbe is referencing the Medrash, referencing the Gemara, that Hashem told Moshe go and tell the Jews to get the wealth of Mitzrayim. Why? So Avram shouldn't complain. Look, you fulfilled the promise to send them down to Mitzrayim and enslave them. You didn't fulfill the promise of Rechosh Gadol. L'chari eino muvan. This medrash is not easy to understand. If you're in the middle of an embittered galus, a person will give up on all the profit, all the gain, to immediately leave galus. Right, the Jews would have wanted to leave immediately, even without the wealth. And the Gemara itself brings a mashal for this, that you could tell if you tell somebody who's a prisoner, you're going to leave tomorrow with great wealth. V'amar lahem v'kashamikem will say, please, hutzini hayom v'ini mivakish klum, take me out today. I don't, and even if I'm penniless. So why would Hashem leave the Bnei Yisrael in Galus, in that bitter Galus, just so that they should walk out with great wealth? Even Avram Avinu would have rather have the Jews left Galus earlier than go out of the Galus later on with a lot of money. So the rabbi concludes, without this Rechosh Gadol, something would be lacking from the experience, from the goal, the purpose of Galus Mitzrayim and its Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's the great wealth is not just a compensation, it's part of the purpose. Now the Rebbe goes back to his initial question, why was it important that Yosef was a Moshe and Adon on all of Mitzrayim? Why was that important for the Kavana of Galus Mitzrayim? Who got Yosef to Tachiva Shalit Al Mitzrayim? Therefore Yosef has to be the ruler. Yosef gathered all the money of the surrounding countries. This feeds in, this allows for that Rechosh Gadol that the Jews took away from Mitzrayim to be even greater. So the Tachlis, one of the Kavanos of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Yetzias Rechosh Gadol, so much so that hundreds of years earlier, Yosef had to gather the wealth of all the countries so that it could be in Mitzrayim, so that the Jews could take it out. So what's the problem with this? Why is it so important that the Jews leave Rechosh Gadol? So here's where he starts explaining. Then Beis. Why did the Jews go down to Mitzrayim to be able to separate and raise up the Kadosh Nitzotzos of Mitzrayim? During their time period in Mitzrayim when they were serving Hashem there, they were Mevarer and they gathered together all the Nitzotzos of Kedusha that are there. They were able to elevate these nisotos to the Makorah, I'm sorry, to their source. The Eir of Rav came up with them. These were the nisotos of Kedusha that were found in Mitzrayim. The Jews had to go there, be mevara them. When they left Mitzrayim, they left with those reshbeis nisotos of Kedusha. In the footnote, he quotes the Pintar Or. These nitzotzos are found in the Rechosh Gadol, in the wealth. The Torah cares about the money of Jews, as the Gemara says in numerous places, and Yaakov cared about saving the Pachim Ketanim. So why is money so important? The wealth, the money of a Jew is very, very precious. Because in the money itself, in the physical world, in all these physical items, Rechosh Gadol that you're taking out, the Pachim Ketanim, are found in Mitzvot Kedusha that you have to first clarify and then be ma'ala. Therefore, you had to borrow from the Mitzriim. What does the imagery of borrowing from the Mitzriim reflect? So that you can have these physical items with you to be mevara the kedusha that's found in them. Great. So that's point A. Now point B. Hashlamas kavana zu ha'isagam l'tuvasam shel Yisrael. This kavana of being mevara and being ma'ala the nitzotzos is not just for those nitzotzos kedusha that are there, but it affects the Jewish person as well. That's why it was so important to Avraham, to Hashem, that Bnei Yisrael do this borrowing and take out the Rechosh Gadol. This is better for the Jews. He's going to give two reasons why it's good, not just for the Nitzotzos Kedusha themselves, but for the Jewish people, but for the Jews, to be able to be ma'ala these Nitzotzos and take them with them on their way out of Mitzrayim. This is the way the whole system, the whole framework of being mevara the nitzotzos and their relevance for neshamos of Israel. It's set up in the following way: shekashem shenikba l'kol nitzotz al yedei mi yisbarer. Each nitzotz of kedusha has to be clarified and then raised through a particular person. Kap nikba l'kol neshama is a nitzotz devarer. It goes in the opposite direction as well. Each neshama has to be mevarer certain nitzotzos. She nitzotzos elu yishlem shayichos l'neshama pratuzo. They're relevant, they're connected with this particular neshama. He can explain it a little bit further. Chamanu Razal, inadam nogia b'mukhan l'chavero. Inadam yako l'harviyak mimash shayich l'chavero. Gemara Yuma. You can't make money off of something that's supposed to be shayich to your friend. Shekeinu b'gashmios. V'shekeinu b'ruchnios. Why is that true in gashmios? Because it's true in a deeper sense in ruchnios. Kamar la'el. Each neshama has a specific job to be mevara, specific nitzotzos, in order which are relevant to it, which are connected to it. Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world with a shakar pratis, such that that this Jew, through traveling, through doing X, Y, and Z, through coming in contact with different people, will be given the opportunity to be mevara and ma'ala these specific nitzotzos. Chozman sheino mevara ma'ala miagolos asanitzot tashayek v'kasher l'nishmaso. If you don't end up being mevara and ma'ala those nitzotzos that are shayek for you. Both you and the nitzotz of kedusha are going to be in galus. Here's where he goes further. He's going to come back to this later on in the sikha as well. These nitzotzos are connected not just with the giluyim of your neshama, but with the etzem of your neshama. Again, if things found in the physical world are connected with the etzem of your neshama. Even shakol etzem bilti meskalik. And the etzem, once you get down to the quintessential essence of something, it can't be further divided. It's an indivisible part of a person. And because the nitzotzos are shayach to your etzem, they're also part of this indivisible part of you. And therefore, if these nitzotzos are still in galus, nimsayim so galus do rak chilek menashama yachad im chilek nitzotzos. Therefore, since these nitzotzos are shayik to you and they are in galus, the etzem of your neshama as well is going to be in galus. Is going to be galus also because etzem bilti meskalik. It's indivisible. K'maymar b'Hashem Tov for etzem k'shata tofes b'miksaso at a tofes b'kulo. And now he's going to go back and say, therefore, it wasn't only good for the nitzotzos that the Jews should take out the rechosh gadol, but it was good for the Jews also. It was good personally for each and every Jew. Because They couldn't have had a true Yetzirah Mitzrayim themselves and truly left the galus if they weren't taking out these nitzotzos. Because part of their neshamos and etzem built in Mitzchadek, therefore the entirety of their etzem and neshama would have remained in Mitzrayim. So that's reason one, why it's good for the Jews themselves to be mevarer these nitzotzos. Reason two is a deeper reason. Again, he's going to come back to this at the end of the sikha. No sefer zav v'ikar. Taklas hashlema shel nivra hilamale es ratzon habore. B'shvil zav nivra. The only purpose we exist is to be mali on Hashem. V'chivan shiratzon habore hayash yikulim imayim es kol nitzotzos hakadosh mitzrayim. And because ratzon Hashem was that they should go out berkosh gadol, they should take out all these nitzotzos of kedusha. Therefore, it's the best thing for them. Through doing this, they're able to reach their highest levels of perfection because they're doing Ratzon Hashem in and of itself, and Ratzon Hashem is the goal of the reason why we were created. So this explains why Yosef being a shalot over Mitzrayim was so important, so that he could get the Rechush Gadol to be in Mitzrayim, and why the Jews leaving Rechush Gadol was so important. And here's where the rabbi takes this and applies this to life. Mem Dalad. Ha'amr le'el binyan galus Mitzrayim, yitzias Mitzrayim, hu hu ra'a avurenu b'galus ha'acharon. This is a teaching, it's a lesson for us in our final galus, ki galus Mitzrayim hi shorosh l'chol ha'galios. And therefore, whatever we're shayik to galus Mitzrayim is going to be shayik for our galus as well. Kavanas hagalus ino rak onish achataim avavonos. What's the purpose of galus? On the one hand, it's a punishment. That's true, but it's ino rak onish achataim avavonos. It's not the only reason. El kavanasa v'tachlisa hibiru hanitzotzos. The purpose is to go around the world, make rakos in the various places, meet random people on trains, and teach them a little bit about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Walk around the streets of New York, make people smile, make a random person put on tefillin. If we mevarer these nitzotzos of kedusha in the wider world, then it's part of the purpose of kavos. Kamavur bechasidus amay marazal lo higla HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael uvein haumos ela kedei sheisfasvo lehem girim. The Gemara of Pesachim says, why did Hashem send us out to exile? So that Gerim should be added to Klal Yisrael. So the simple shot in the Gemara is real Gerim, Gerim Amnish. But in Chassidus they say, Shagirim he mitzotzos hakedusha, hanimtzayim b'dvar magashmim. You have to go out to Galus, encounter the big wide world out there, in order to be malad in mitzotzos of hakedusha that are trapped in the physical world. V'lachein yesh l'da'a she'ha'avodah tzrikha liyos, v'shala isha mishkenta amigaraz besah. Therefore, our avodah as well should be in borrowing. Isha, the Zohar says, Kaya neshama. The neshama has to borrow from her neighbor and from somebody who lives with her. Not just the isha, the neshama, has to lead galus. Also, these two categories of items, mishkenta migaras besa, also have to go out of galus. Alel akakas as in yitzotzos hakedusha and emzayim beguf v'nefesh v'bahamis uvekalka ba'olam. Have to be maled the parts of you of the nefesh v'bahamis and also what's relevant for that in the rest of the world. Shchenta, what does it mean, her neighbor? Kaya al hinyanim shenitgeshes b'hem rak mizman lezman. Not living with you in the house, your neighbor. You chant into your neighbor every couple of days. Kamo shekin shelo pok shem aso b'kvios. Like somebody you don't meet on a regular basis. Garas besa. So these two categories of people and of items, things which you encounter every single day, things which you only encounter infrequently, seemingly by chance, you have the obligation, the opportunity to walk around this world and yimala those nitzotzos. V'atzivoyhu, sheyesh lahotzi me'agolas lo rakas nitzotzos hanemtzayim binyanim shemetzaskim yimayim bofen tzmidi megaras beisa. Not just the people, the items you encounter every single day, the people you work with in the office, to make a Kiddush Hashem for them. Even those things that you only encounter infrequently. The very fact you meet a specific person, or you encounter a certain phenomenon, it's not by chance.
Lo
It's your obligation to walk around this world, no matter who you're meeting, no matter what you're encountering. You might be stuck in traffic, might have taken the wrong train, end up someplace random. Don't view that as a failure on your part. And really, I wish this didn't happen. This is entirely Ashkaka Pratis, so where you are in this moment, you could encounter people, encounter phenomenon, and be mala the Kedusha that's there in whatever way possible. So you could be mala these things. So you see what type of effect this has on the way you live. Instead of viewing everything that happens to you as by chance, A, by chance, and B, as failures, ugh, I wish I didn't have to do this, I wish I would have taken the wrong turn, I wish I wouldn't have gotten lost, I wish I wouldn't be in this type of an environment. Instead, every single place you are is transformed into an opportunity, and an opportunity which only you could fulfill, more of an obligation. You're the only person in the world who could fulfill this obligation of bringing Kedusha, being Mala Kedusha, in this specific place, with this specific item, with this specific person. And if you walk around the world, walk around your life with this type of attitude, it's really going to change your perspective. Much more positive, much more optimistic, much more mission-oriented, as opposed to saying, ugh, I wish I wasn't here, I wish I didn't have to do that. Memhei. Yeshna matani mali ba'galos. Some people might say, why do I care about the galos? Why should I deal with these matters at all? I'm going to be mocha on the Rekosh Gadol. Granted, I know that they tell me in the Chassidus that if I encounter the physical world and random people and I bring Kedusha and I mala the Kedusha that's there, so that's going to be good for me. I'll be mevatir on that Rekosh Gadol, on that Milo for my neshama, as long as I don't have to go through Yisurin and Galus. So I don't have to deal with any of this. It's better for me to isolate myself when I'm in Da'at Amos HaTorah Tefillah. I'll be mevatir on that Rekosh Gadol. So Aleim Ladas. The Rebbe says they should know two things. The same two things he said why it's good for the Jew before, he reiterates over here. Aleph. Im Einam Memalim Mishleimas Asavuda Mutalas Aleihem. It's not like you're just being mevater on certain milos of your neshama, but not going out into the world and being mala the nitzotzos. You're losing out the entirety of your purpose on earth. Your neshama still remains in galus. They're going to be isolate themselves in the base matters, Torah, tefillah, and not connect themselves with anything else, with an opportunity to be mala, what shy for their neshama. Torah and Tefillah, that affects their gully faculties, their spiritual faculties. Here, we hear the key terms again, Giluyim versus Etzem. Avol Etzem ha-neshama nimseis adayin begalos yachad menitzotzo shalav levarer. And that's what he explained before, Etzem bultim eskalik. If you're part of your Etzem neshama, which these nitzotzos are, which are in the physical world, in the galos, if those things remain in galos, so the Etzem of your neshama is going to remain in galos. So the level of Giluyim, you might reach higher levels of spirituality, because you're involved in Torah, involved with Tefillah. But the Etzem, the Malchus, that which Rabbi Rebbe said was the mission of our generation, to tap into the Etzem and the Atzmas, that is going to be, you're going to fail regarding that, that's still going to remain in galos. Shekei, now Uvza Shekokos a Giluyim Nem Seim Kedusha, the fact that your revealed faculties are in Kadosh places, Torah, Tefillah, things of that sort, doesn't indicate that the Etzem of your Neshama has left us. Because she's boni in Binyan Zeh, when you contemplate this, afilo b'sbon neskala, yifal alaf adavar le'avod es avodas habiruya mashayach hamelav. You're going to realize it's super important to go around and do this avodas habiruya in the galas, in the physical world. Shekol asher leish yitain ba'anafsho. You give everything for your neshama. V'yikod ba'ad etzem shelo. Ba'ad etzem shelo. And certainly, regarding the etzem of your neshama, you'll do anything for it. Leave the base medrash, leave the da'ad amos haTorah and tefillah, go out to the world, be mevar the nitzotzos, because that's the way to be ma'ala, the etzem of your neshama. Beis. Afilo ilo hayu b'chato tzeis miyagalas. Even if Allah wasn't true, even if it wasn't better for the Etzem of your neshama to go out there and be mala of these nitzotzos, what do you gain by doing all these iluyim and by focusing on Torah and Tefillah? If you're doing the opposite of Ratzon Hashem, who tells you go out to Galus, Shalom Yisham Mishkanta Megaras Beisa, part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim is leaving Rechesh Gadol. So these are the same two reasons he said before, why Avraham Avinu thought it was good for the Jews to be Yotzi Rechesh Gadol. Now he's applying it to people here and now. Number one, it's good for you, the Etzem of your Neshama. Number two, it's Ras on Hashem, no more questions. This is a lesson which we have to extract from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ha'avodah Tzricha Leos Bis'astos Im Ha'olam Devarah Os Nitzoso Shebagalos V'inatzulos Mitzrayim K'matzuda Shein Badagon K'matzula Shein Badagim. The Gemara in Brachos says they completely emptied out Mitzrayim. They were Mevarah all the Nitzosos that were there through being Mis'asik Bin Yonei Ha'olam. And the Mashiach will come down this physical world. So you see, he's playing with the same ideas that we've been discussing up until now. The importance of being Oseg Binyanei HaOlam, the physical world. And that's what's kosher to the Etzem Yiran Hashem. Here's what I gained from this Sikha. Is that A, just a beautiful pshat in Yosef and Yetzias Mitzrayim and Rechesh Gadol, and B, is these two additional themes, Hashkaka Pratis, and then everywhere you are, you have an opportunity to be Mala Nitzotzos. That's your tafkid in that situation. And number two, just the very fact you're viewing life as full of opportunities as opposed to full of nevuch and failures, and I wish I wasn't here, I wish I wasn't doing that. So this conflation of Hashkaka Pratis and viewing life as opportunities really brings a new perspective to our lives. Thank you, and Yishka.